850 KICS pregame show is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, accepting most insurance plans and Medicare Part D, providing free delivery and mail-out, brand name and generic medications. Just east of the Crozier Park Professional Center, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings.
Good evening, everyone. Craig Eckert along from Duncan Field. A chilly, not chilliest night so far this year for football. We're real close to kickoff. The point where we're just going to set the starting lineups when they come to scrimmage. St. Cecilia hosting their final home game of the year.
Will be defending the north goal line.
Now has declined the ball after winning the coin toss, and it's going to be teed up by Michael Hunn. The big 245-pounder kicking off to Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals take it at the 15-yard line, bringing it back. Nathaniel Armin. Armin goes the right side. He's got some running room down the sideline. 40, 45, Armin 50, down to the 45, 44-yard line. And Nathaniel Armin, a 155-pound senior wide receiver, picked it up and laid it down and got great field position for the Cardinal on their very first possession of this game. They'll go no huddle, so we don't have a whole lot of time here tonight. As far as setting the lineup, Riley Wilfong is the quarterback. We've heard nothing but good things about him. Slough is the running back, and he's standing next to Wilfong at the 45-yard line. He'll get the call on the option and goes forward for another 2-3 yards. Still on his feet. Breaks out at the 30, 25-20. That is amazing that Jordan Slough got all the way down inside the 15-yard line. Slough, I apologize. He got jammed up in there and then broke free, and that is very uncharacteristic of St. Cecilia's ability to play fundamental defense. They flat didn't wrap up and tackle. Shotgun again. Slough again. Left side, and this time he'll get hauled down by Alex Sheehy on defense.
Tackle by Sheehy.
Just underway here at Duncan Field under the lights. So far, the promised sprinkles have stayed away. Now it doesn't look like maybe it'll happen until later on tonight. Wilfong in the gun. Slough standing next to him puts a man in motion from left to right. Option goes to the wing back around. Gets it down into the 10-yard line, and he'll get cut off there shy of the first down. Kenny Pfeiffer was the ball carrier on that. A little bit of jet action sweep going to the right side, and it brings up third down. And 5 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull, which had a tremendous run back by Nathaniel Armin in the opening kickoff. Third, 5 to go. Shotgun, back to pass. Wilfong fires over on the sideline. He's got a man, and the man picks up the first down. That is Nathaniel Armin himself.
Pass
check that. I think that's ASCII. Ian ASCII got that. So it's first and 10. First and goal inside the 10 at about the 5-yard line. First and goal. Donovan Trumbull back to pass. Now Wilfong fires across the middle. A little bubble screen. He gets his man. Fights down to inside the 3-yard line. That was Slough again.
Wilfong to Slough to the 3-yard line. Gain of
just underway, and Donovan Trumbull has wasted no time here.
Down and goal.
And what a tremendous amount of progress Donovan Trumbull has made in the last several years in their program. A lot of these guys that started out with Coach Breckner have now matured over the last 2-3 years and are paying off. Wilfong takes the snap, quarterback draw, and he'll get stopped right as he stands. Maybe lost a yard or two. Second down coming. They'll move the ball back to right around the 5-yard line. So third down coming and 5 yards to go.
By Lance Schmidt, third down and goal.
Third and goal. Shotgun again. Back to pass, firing into the end zone. It is over the head of the intended receiver, Ian ASCII.
To ASCII, incomplete.
And it'll bring up a fourth and goal. So we'll see whether or not they want to do a kick thing or try for six and pin St. Cecilia back deep in their own territory.
They got those police cards on the sideline. base cards and I saw that call play.
Ball is spotted at the 5-yard line. One man in motion from left to right. Back to pass. Firing into the end zone. And touchdown, Donovan Trumbull. Askey on the receiving end of that. Ian Askey from the tight end wingback slot gets the six. And Donovan Trumbull takes the ball on a long return from the 45 of St. Cecilia into pay dirt for 6 points. They're going to go for two now. Shotgun, Wilt Fong, wide to the right side. He rolls, fires into the end zone, and it is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Nathan Armin, the man who gave them that terrific run back. All right, 6-0, Donovan Trumbull. We'll be back in 1 minute with the kickoff right after this on 1550 KICS and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
40-yard line, gives it a ride. It's a slow squib kick and down inside the 30. Taking it back the other way is Avery Driscoll for St. Cecilia. And St. Cecilia will get decent field position inside about the 34-yard line. So St. Cecilia gets the ball on offense for the first time after Donovan Trumbull opened up with a 45-yard scoring drive after a 50-yard kick return by Nathaniel Armin to set them up in great field position. Now in the first possession of St. Cecilia, trailing 6-0. Schmidt, standing in the shotgun, has a man in motion. The center goes all the way over his head, and he's got to recover it back at the 15-yard line. The snap went over his head. We haven't seen that this year. Of course, everything's a little different tonight. A little crispier. Football feels a little different.
Second down and 27.
Cannon Howell comes in now, as does Michael Hunn, 245 junior. Driscoll comes out. So now with a second down and about 25 yards to go, Schmidt comes up under center. Everybody is in tight. Brulette is the running back behind him, and he'll get the feet and go and goes up into the line for little or no gain, bringing up third down and 25. So the game is just not off to a good start for St. Cecilia, in contrast to Donovan Trumbull, which had flawless execution all the way down on their 45-yard scoring drive. 8:20 to go here in the first period of play from Duncan Field. Last home game of the year for St. Cecilia in the regular season. They go under center. This time, they put Sheehy back as a blocking back. The big guy is leading the way for Brulette. Brulette gets up to about the 30-yard line, and he is rudely met
ball
there
by
Kenny Pfeiffer, the 160-pound linebacker who came up on that stop. So it's fourth down. They got a little bit of yardage and self-respect 10. Back, but it's fourth down and 15 yards
tackle
to go,
and
a punting situation indicated here for St. Cecilia. Wind is in favor of the punter.
Fourth down and 14, wind to punt.
Coming out of the south.
St. Cecilia, Pfeiffer deep for Donovan Trumbull.
Hinn, standing back at his 15-yard line, gets some leg into it. Like I said, it'll carry a little bit. And the ball is bobbled but fallen upon by the return man. Kenny Pfeiffer. And so again, Donovan Trumbull gets decent field position just inside their 40-yard line this time. And so St. Cecilia gives it up on a punt. Donovan Trumbull has it at their 40-yard line with 7:20 to go in the first period. Here comes the hurry up. Spread formation, slots both ways. A handoff again goes to Slough. He's got a running room and a trough up the middle between blockers. Gets down to the 45-yard line. Again, the ball pops out. We'll see if St. Cecilia got it. They are acting like maybe they do, but we've had no indication right now. So clock stops at 7:10, and St. Cecilia has recovered a fumble. So that's the first turnover of the ball game tonight. And St. Cecilia needed that because things were going south quickly for the Blue Hawks. Hawks and Cardinals here tonight on a beautiful night, save for a little bit chilly, but really made for football. First and 10, 45-yard line. Xander Schmidt will go under center. Triple I this time. Deep setback is Brouillette, and he'll get the carry and gets all the way out to about the 47 or 8-yard line.
Ball carried by Brouillette to the 48-yard line, gain of 3, second down.
So they went into that double stack, Maryland I, and now they'll send Cannon Howell back in at the split end position, and we'll see what they come out as far as running backs are concerned. They come out this time tight. And again, in that Maryland I, three deep I formation. Schmidt is under center. And he'll give to the up man that time, and he'll make some progress. Spinning his grapple down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Joe Grapple is a 210-pound senior fullback. And he picks up the first down, which will momentarily stop the clock at 6:27 to go in the first. St. Cecilia battling a 6-0 deficit as Donovan Trumbull took the opening kickoff, ran it to the 45 of St. Cecilia, and then did the rest offensively with a flawless 45-yard drive for 6. PAT was no good. Triple stack again. And under center is Schmidt, rather. He pitches Brouillette far side, has the corner, but a penalty marker's down, gets all the way out to first down territory, but a penalty marker's down back where you might find holding.
Penalty marker down, ball carried down to the Donovan Trumbull 33-yard line.
6:01 to go, first period. 6-0, St. Cecilia trailing Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull wearing the white tops, black trim, black sleeves, black pant uniforms. St. Cecilia in their solid blue tops and black pants as well.
A spot foul. The ball will be marked.
St. Cecilia moving south to north on this as they crank the clock and now under 6 minutes to play. That hold will put St. Cecilia back inside the 50-yard line, about their 47. First down, 15 yards to go. Schmidt comes back up under center. One man scooching to the left side. They give it to the Grapple, and Grapple gets all the way up to the original line of scrimmage. So he got the penalty yardage back. But Grapple, again, still 10 yards shy of the first down.
The 45-yard line, second down and 11. Gain of 8.
5.5 has ticked off the clock, or under 5.5 off the clock, as a second down about 11 yards to go is where they finally spot the ball. A lot of people standing on the sidelines here tonight, so it's hard to tell how many are actually here. The stands themselves don't have many people in them. You got to sit still that way, and that's how you get cold. Shotgun formation, Schmidt fakes it one way. Brouillette comes the other to the near side, tries to cut up and does not have anywhere to run. Gets maybe 2 or 3 yards.
Brouillette, tackle by Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer up on the tackle there.
To the 43-yard line.
And it's third down and nine yards to go. Third and 9 coming. St. Cecilia sends Cannon Howell back into the ball game at split end. He brings the play back into Xander Schmidt. And they break it. Driscoll comes to the near side. Grapple on the wing. Grappel standing in the backfield with Schmidt. Double wing, Brulette from the left to the right goes in motion. Back to pass, Schmidt fires downfield. He's got a man, and he overshoots him. That was intended for Cesar Tino, and Tino
pass
can fly.
Schmidt to Tino,
and he flew all the way down to the 10-yard line, but was not able to catch up to the football. 4-14 on that incompletion. Now fourth down again for St. Cecilia. They'll have to punt away now for the second time in this first period of play. Kenny Pfeiffer goes back to receive for Donovan Trumbull. And Michael Hunt is standing at about the 40-yard line. High snap, but he gets it. Nice high kick. And a fair catch is called for, but the ball is going to bounce into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback for Donovan Trumbull. So Donovan Trumbull, which started their first series at the 45 of St. Cecilia, their second one at their own 40, now will stand back at their own 20-yard line on that. So field position dwindling a little bit for Donovan Trumbull here. .406 to go. First period of play. Here comes the hurry-up by the Cardinals. Wilt Fong in the shotgun. Has a spread both ways. Slots both ways. Back to pass. Fires. Out in the flat, he's got a man in stride. And falling forward for a first down is Jordan Slough. He hit him beautifully in stride at the first down sticks. He rolled for another maybe yard and got up outside the 30-yard line.
Gain of 11 to the 31, first down and 10.
So that first down stops the clock at 3:59. Again, no huddle. Shotgun, handoff, Slough, cuts right, cuts left, back out to the left side, spins for another first down out to the 42-yard line.
Slough
is something special. He's only a junior. Plays running back and linebacker. Junior, 180-pounder. First down, 3:46 to go in the first period. Wilt Fong standing with Slough in the backfield. Slough no offset slightly to his left. Slots both ways. Calls out the signal. Schmidt on the option. Gives it to Slough. And he again picks his way in the middle of the line across the 50 to about the 49-yard line and gouges out another 7 or 8 yards. We'll see where they spot the ball. But he got into St. Cecilia territory, it looks like. And with 3:19 to go, the clock is running. And they're ready to hurry it up again. They have taken, like a couple of other teams, have taken that Oregon system of holding up pictures from the sideline. So everybody gets a play from the sideline. No huddle needed. Defense has a hard time catching up. Pfeiffer in motion. Handoff again on the option read goes straight to Jordan Slough. And Slough gets enough for a first down, but there is a penalty marker down back inside the 50-yard line.
Penalty marker on the play.
And I'm not sure what it is or who it is, but it could be a hold, and it is against
holding against
Donovan Trumbull. And the spot of the foul looks to be just inside the 50-yard line, so if they mark it from there, they're going to have a ways to go. It'll be second down coming and about 15 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull as they put it down inside the 40-yard line.
Ball will be spotted at the 39-yard line.
2:55 on the clock. 6-0 the score. Donovan Trumbull with the lead on the ball. Wilt Fong standing with Slough in the backfield. Double slots, double wides. Shotgun back to pass. Firing across the middle. Intercepted. Second turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Sheehy with the interception and a nice tackle there on the run back by Aaron Ettinger. But that sets St. Cecilia up in another.
Ettinger makes the tackle for Donovan Trumbull.
Another possession after turnover. This one an interception by Sheehy. And so St. Cecilia has the ball at the 34-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. Wow, we've had possessions back and forth. Only one's counted for points. And that was the Donovan Trumbull opening possession of the ball game. Triple stack Maryland eye. Schmidt looks things over, goes under center. Snap goes to Grappel. And Grappel has a first down all the way down inside the 29-yard line.
By Ettinger.
Grappel doing some hard yards running there for the Blue Hawks.
Spotted near the first
they
down mark.
Spotted
the 29
to about the 29, which means, as it turns out, about a yard
second
shy
down
of first down for
the
Hawks.
The 29.
Clock at 2:15. Blue Hawks have taken the ball away from Donovan Trumbull twice, once on a fumble, once on an interception. This is the interception ensuing drive, and Schmidt is under center. I formation, Brulette is going to get stopped. No, he is stopped in the backfield and squirts away.
The
marginal tackling that time as far as wrapping up is concerned. Brulette comes all the way to the right side and gets a first down. They spot the ball at the 25, so what could and perhaps should have been a no gain was a four-yard gain for Brulette. Clock ticks under 2 minutes to go in the first period of play. St. Cecilia on the drive at the 25-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. Grapple is the up man. Sheehy is the middle man in that triple eye. Brulette dots the eye. Everybody else is in tight. Schmidt under center. Hand off Brulette. Jitterbugs his way inside the tackle and gets three, four, maybe 5 yards. As they peel off there, looks like he got down to about the just outside the 20-yard line. Second five coming. Just outside the 20-yard line is where they spot the ball. Drive started with about 2:38 to go on the first period clock. We're down to 1:10 now. Time of possession a little bit in the advantage of St. Cecilia, but they huddle. Under center again, Schmidt, hand off, Brulette, goes right side, and he's going to be met there and stuffed by Donovan Trumbull, and a flag goes down in the defensive backfield.
No,
so it looks like maybe the line judge might have found, or the field judge might have found somebody. They're talking about it here. Three officials standing at the 20. A personal foul is called against Donovan Trumbull.
Penalty is against Donovan Trumbull for a personal foul.
And so they're going to tack on some yardage off of that run by Brulette, which grossed 5 yards, but the add-on will net them several more than that. 10-yard tack-on. And so St. Cecilia has the ball down inside their 10-yard line. The spot seems to indicate that there's a small margin between the goal line and the forward stick. Handoff, Schmidt, Brulette. Brulette's got some running room and squirts away again. Good hard yard run by Brulette. Gets down inside to about the 5-yard line.
Second down and five.
Clock still ticking. We're going to be down under 30 if they get another playoff here in the first period of play. Back in is Cannon Howell with the play. Gives it off to Schmidt. Schmidt will relay it to the Blue Hawk faithful on the 20-yard line. Walk up to about the five where the ball is spotted. Sheehy is still the middleman. Big guy. Had some nice blocks in this drive. Under center. Schmidt, quarterback keeper, left side, and he's going to get hauled down, I think, before he gets to either the sticks or the end zone, but he's going to be down close to about the 2-yard line. Our angle is a little bit flat here, so we don't see exactly where it is. We're going to call it down at about the 2-yard line. That's the end of the first period of play. Your score, Donovan Trumbull leading St. Cecilia 6-0. Back in a minute on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Winter is on the way. If you don't like the snow, forget about it. In a nice 2010 Chevy Equinox. You'll love the all-wheel drive, the smooth ride, and even get up to 28 miles per gallon. Books for $21,575. Yours for $18,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Nearly going to the ball. with Donovan Trumbull running back the opening kickoff down to the 45 of St. Cecilia, and they completed the drive to pay dirt for 45 yards on a pass from Wilfong to Askey. Point after was no good. Since that time, they fumbled twice. St. Cecilia's punted twice, and now St. Cecilia has their deepest penetration of the ball game with a third down and two. Schmidt under center. Hand off to Brouillette, and Brouillette dances down close to the goal line. And now it's going to just be watching ball the officials. No signal, no sign of a touchdown at that point. Down. So it's going to be fourth down and less than 2 yards to go. I won't say it's a yard. It is longer than a yard, but under 2 yards from what we can tell. St. Cecilia will go for it, obviously. Schmidt under center, triple stack eye. Brouillette dots the eye. They give it to the big guy, Graffel straight up the middle. And Sheehy is indicating touchdown, but we'll wait for the official who also does. And Graffel,
6-6.
1 yard run. And it is now 6-6. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia tied here just into the second period of play. The score came with 11:19 to go in the half. Donovan Trumbull coughing the ball up twice. Once on an interception, once on a fumble. And this time they paid for it. Howell in to do the kicking from the right side. Kick is up and looks good. It is good, and it is 7-6. We'll be back with the St. Cecilia kickoff after this on ESPN 1550, PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Cannon Howell is going to tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. And Donovan Trumbull will see if they can answer the Hawks' score off of their turnover. Short kick taken at the 35-yard line. And run all the way back up by Tim Tabor, I think it was.
Kick returned by Johnny Gomez of Donovan Trumbull.
Johnny Gomez is given credit for the return there. A nice heads-up play because I'm sure they were not expecting that short a kick. And so Gomez, with a short kick and a short return, has the ball at the 38-yard line for Donovan Trumbull, first and 10. Shotgun formation, single setback is Slough. He'll get the carry. Straight up the middle, and not much there in contrast to some of his other theatrics so far tonight. Gets maybe 2 yards. It'll be second down and about 8 yards to go.
Ball spotted at the 40.
Again, the plays come in by a picture card from the sideline. Wides both ways. Slot man left comes in motion. That's Pfeiffer. Rolling to his right is the quarterback, Wilfong, and he'll go forward as he cuts it up for about 2 yards. And it'll be third down and a short five to go for Donovan Trumbull. 10.5 to go in the first half. Been a relatively quick ball game here, I'll say. Not a lot of passing and not a lot of incompletions. And pretty clean on the penalties. Slots both ways. Back to pass. Wilfong now in the flat. He's got a man, and that man's got a first down. That is Nathaniel Armand.
pass from Wilk.
Harmon's the man that ran the ball on the opening kickoff down to the 45 of St. Cecilia. Got a couple of first down passes since that time. Askey got the touchdown pass that put Donovan Trumbull ahead. St. Cecilia has since scored and tacked on an extra point, so they've got a one-point lead, 7-6, with 10 to go in the first half. Shotgun, Wilkbaugh quickly handing off to Slough, and Slough has some running room, 4 or 5 yards. We'll see where they mark his progress.
Slough.
Boy, they get that handoff quick.
Tackle by Al and Lance Schmidt.
Will Fong is only a junior. Slough is only a junior.
Marked at the St. Cecilia 48-yard line. Gain of 3 on the carry.
So they got another year after this one to smooth out their operations. They needed to. Slough gets the carry that time, and he'll cut over to the right side and then turns on the Jets and gets down to the 35-yard line. They marked the ball at the 33, moved the chains, and Slough again just quick as a hiccup out of there after the quick handoff by Wiltfong. Now he moves to Wiltfong's left, and he'll get the carry to the right side and cuts back at the 35 to the 30 and inside the 30-yard line to about the 28 or 9-yard line.
Well, carry by Slough to the 30-yard line. Tackle by Groffel and Steele.
Second down coming, and about 7 yards to go. Clock moving at 9:03 here in this first half. And again, quickly, Donovan Trumbull ready to snap the ball. Slots both ways. Slough in the backfield with Wiltfong. Wiltfong fires over in the flat. He's got a man. That's Pfeiffer. He's going to come back the other way. And Armin, and he's down to about the 20-yard line.
Pass
maybe the 15.
Tackle by Pino. Ball marked at the 16-yard line.
Ball at the 16, first and 10. And again, quickly snapped. It is Slough with the carry. Straight up the middle, gets another 5 yards. And so Donovan Trumbull looks relentless here in their quest to answer the previous St. Cecilia score. Look to the sideline, get the play, turn back to the line of scrimmage, and they get set that quickly. Wiltfong in the gun. Slough gets the handoff, cuts to his left, then back to the right, and gets another 5 or 6 yards. He'll be close to a first down, but again, I'll beg off on the angle here as far as where they spot the ball. It looks like it'll be third down and about a yard shy.
Third down and two.
Any defense has a tiger by the tail here when you're talking Donovan Trumbull because of the pace. And, of course, Slough and Wiltfong. Wiltfong goes under center this time, and he hands off to Slough. And he'll get enough for the first down, and it'll put the ball inside the 5-yard line. First and goal at about the 5.
For Donovan Trumbull at the 5-yard line.
Donovan Trumbull in this first half has not been flawless. They've turned the ball over twice. This time on this drive, they've been close to flawless. Slough standing to the right of Wiltfong, talking to someone on the sideline now. They concentrate straight ahead at the line of scrimmage. Set. And here comes the option, right side. Wiltfong going to keep it himself, gets inside the 5, but not a whole lot more than that. He had Slough trailing on the right side, but chose to turn it up himself. Again, quickly, Armin comes into the ball game. Askey splits wide to the left side, Armin wide to the right side. Wiltfong reads the play from the sideline. Sets the line, calls out the signals from the gun. Quarterback draw. Wiltfong gets down close to the goal line, and there's no indication from a striped shirt until now. Donovan Trumbull, touchdown. Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull, and it is now 12-7 in favor of the Cardinals over St. Cecilia. So a quick answer on the touchdown by the Bluehawks, and it is a 5-point lead now. More Donovan Trumbull. 6:44 to go. As Wiltfong took it in on the keeper. From about 3 yards out. They got to go for two now. They set a man in motion coming from the left. Is Pfeiffer. They hand it off to Slough. Slough stumbles, and I don't think he got the PAT.
Slough. It's tackled short.
And so it is 12-7, a five-point Donovan Trumbull lead. Take a break. You're kicking off next. Don't go away from Duncan Field on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
That's the ball up at the 40-yard line. He'll do the kicking off here. And after just scoring, it's a high kick, and it's going to bounce inside the 10. Brulette runs after it and makes sure it gets through the end zone. And it does. Touchback. St. Cecilia will have it at their 20-yard line. That was a 70-yard drive. The Donovan Trumbull answered the previous score by St. Cecilia and now have the lead again. But they're having some trouble on the conversion. So with the two touchdowns, they only have a five-point lead. See what Carl Tesmer calls out here for his offense to do. My suspicion is they want slow and steady and a touchdown. Take some time off the clock. Get a break at that pace. Maryland I under center is Xander Schmidt. Handoff goes to Brulette. The jitterbug gets across the 20 to about the 22-yard line.
By Brulette.
And it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
Tackle by Burr and Askey. A gain of two to the 22-yard line. Second down and eight.
You want up-to-date scores. Platte River Preps to 90210, and you can get it on your smartphone any old time you want it. I'll get you some here in a little bit. Schmidt comes up under center. Triple I, handoff, Brulette follows two people through the hole, gets across the 25-yard line.
Ball carried by Brulette.
Clock at 6 minutes and under now.
26-yard line, third down.
St. Cecilia running the ball, as did Donovan Trumbull. And hence, we are only 40 minutes into this ball game in real time and darn near to 5 minutes to go in the entire half. Not a lot of clock stoppages here. Credit the quality of play in the running games. Maryland I pitch right side. Brulette has a cutback and gets out to about the 30-yard line. We'll see if he got the first or not.
Going to
bring up a fourth down. Did not get it. Fourth down and about two, as a matter of fact. So I don't know if it's a huge decision here for St. Cecilia. They really need to play it straight up. The game is too close right now to be going for it. And punter does come in. So Hun stands back inside his 15-yard line. He'll try to give it a ride against the breeze. It's a nice high kick. And a fair catch is taken by Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. But good field position for the Cardinals now. Coming off a 70-yard scoring drive, they set up housekeeping shy of 60 yards away from the pay dirt this time. 4:52 to go until halftime. Shotgun, Will Fong. Slough gets the carry straight ahead with a head of steam. He took that football and just sheer momentum got him up another 5 or 6 yards.
Tackle by Hartford and Zexler, second down and five.
So there's not a lot of clock left here. Donovan Trumbull hangs on to possession like they did last time. Again, shotgun formation. Again, straight up, straight to Slough. And he's close to a first down. Two carries and close to a first down. I don't think he got it. I think he's about a half a yard shy. It's third down and that half yard to go. A timeout is going to be called here by the official, and I'm not sure why. Oh, an injury now. Okay. St. Cecilia's defensive lineman, Lance Schmidt, defensive tackle, is down on the field. And so injury timeout here. Let's take 30 on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your score, Donovan Trumbull 12, St. Cecilia 7, back in a half minute.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
North Star and Kearney High are tied in the first quarter at 7. Aurora leading Columbus 7-0. Northwest and York tied in the second. Central City over St. Paul 7-6 in C1. Kearney Catholic leading Chase County 7-0 as injury timeout continues here. Adams Central leads Grand Island Central Catholic 2-0. And Centura leads Wood River 14-0. So those are some of the scores. If you want these scores, text Platte River Preps to 90210. Man is still down on the field, and I'm not sure exactly. I won't even speculate, but what I will do is take one more time out here. Let's take a minute. Let's take a minute, Dibs, and we'll be back in 1 minute to Duncan Field on KICS 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Well, they're bringing out the stretcher, and again, not going to speculate here, but they've got the player immobilized down on the field, and it is interior lineman Lance Schmidt who is down on the field right now as we have this stoppage in play. And again, our thing is not to speculate, but you always just hate to see that doggone stretcher come out. Elwood is leading Eustace Farnham 14-0. Shelton has an 8-7 lead in their game. Ansley over Twin, I'll say Twin Valley, but it says not that, 18-6. And as I said, Centura has a lead of 14-0 over Wood River. We're at 12-7 here with a stoppage in play due to injury. And I hate to say that. Donovan Trumbull took the opening kickoff. St. Cecilia won the toss and elected to defer until the second half. Donovan Trumbull ran the opening kickoff back down to the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia and then took it in another 45 yards for the first score. Their point after attempt was no good, or their two-point was no good. They turned the ball over, and St. Cecilia punted in between those times. But the second turnover was an interception by Sheehy. And St. Cecilia was able to capitalize on that, capped by a one-yard Joel Grapple run, and the point after there was good. And for just a brief period of time, we stood at 7-6 in favor of the Bluehawks. But in the ensuing drive, which went 70 yards, Will Fong, on a three-yard quarterback keeper, pulled the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals out front 12-7, and that's where we stand right now with an extremely efficient drive in progress for Donovan Trumbull in that scoring drive. This one that was halted by this injury to the St. Cecilia player, they're going to tape, they're bringing out the immobilizer board, and they're going to tape him to that. Presumably, the ambulance will be taking him to a location, probably Mary Lanning, obviously, a little bit away. There's 4:15 on the second period clock, and that's all I know right now. Beyond that, we're going to take another one-minute break and be back with more at ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
All right, back again. They've got Lance Schmidt on an immobilizer. He is taped to it, and I suspect momentarily they will move the stretcher. The immobilizer is on the stretcher now. They'll be moving that across the field and be met by an ambulance for transportation to the hospital. 108 yards on 15 carries for Slough, the very fine junior running back for Donovan Trumbull. And four of seven, 29 yards passing for Wilt Fong, and he did get one touchdown through the air. That was their first score, was through the air on that. You just hate to see this. I mean, you know, it just the Duncan Field is just dead quiet right now. And his teammates... Schmidt's teammates took a knee over on the near sideline by their team, and now they're back on the field, and a round of applause for the injured player, Lance Schmidt, interior lineman on defense. I didn't see what happened. There's no way you could because it was in the interior line. But what had happened was that Slough had carried the ball all the way up close to a first down, and so now it'll be third down and less than 1 yard to go for Donovan Trumbull when they come back to the line of scrimmage. There's still a huddle out on the field of some concerned fans. I'm suspecting maybe even parents out there. I'm not sure. But they have Schmidt on a cart taped to the immobilizing board and going toward an ambulance, which will be heading shortly to a hospital and the best care that he can get. So we'll keep an eye on that news. Don't know what kind of information we would get back here. But certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the young man injured in the last play. 4:15 to go in the second period of play. It had been such a rapid fire game until that. We've been on hold here for about 10 minutes. I had just made the comment that 40 minutes off the clock and we were close to halftime. And then, of course, this happens, and it just You just hate to see it. It just sucks the life out of the football venue. The players don't like it, obviously. Obviously, the injured player is the one we're concerned with. But, I mean, it kind of puts everything into perspective a little bit when you see that happen. 12-7 the score. Donovan Trumbull trying to loosen up again on the far sideline. The referees are coming out the middle of the field. I think they're going to have a few words with both coaches. And I'm not sure what that all is going to be about. But maybe they want to allow both the teams to stretch out a little bit after with this onset of cooler weather and a 10-minute layoff. Maybe that's what they want to have happen. I don't know. The ambulance is still here. It'll go out to the right field gate here at Duncan Field in a little bit. Field looks gorgeous. That underwater or underground watering system. It's one of the most gorgeous fields you're ever going to see. A lot of the football teams are not crazy about having to come in here and invade the St. Cecilia home turf. Again, the delay on the field after the pickup by Slough on a second down carry. Got close to the first down. Players unpiled, and Lance Schmidt was at the bottom of the pile, laying on the field. An immediate timeout was called by the referees, and we've been on hold here for about the last 10-12 minutes. I think what we're going to do here is we'll take another one-minute timeout, Dibs, and we'll be back in a minute to Duncan Field on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
All right, back at Duncan Field. I still don't really know what's going on here. The coaches have talked it over now. And I think my initial thought is exactly that. They're going to allow the no. All of the St. Cecilia players are going running toward the ambulance, and I'm not sure if they're doing that to – I think they have a chance to – kind of give a cheer to their fallen teammate, Lance Schmidt. I think they want to just kind of give a. I'm just speculating here. They're all down by the ambulance is down by the right field wall. Okay. All right. Talking to one of the Donovan Trumbull coaches, what they're going to do is we're at halftime. Officially now we're at halftime. What they're going to do is they're going to keep the 4:15 on the clock when they come back from halftime. When that comes down, they'll take another 3-minute timeout at the end of when the 4:15 comes off the clock. And then, with any luck, we're back at normal.
Halftime right now because so, of the delay. We're waiting for an ambulance.
And then that makes a lot of sense because
so halftime now.
That makes a lot of sense because they have to get another ambulance out here. You can't play high school football in Nebraska without an ambulance on premise. And Lance Schmidt has just been taken to the hospital in an ambulance, so it's going to take him a while. So again, repeating, we're at halftime with 4:15 to go on the clock. When halftime comes back, when we end halftime, they'll play it from 4:15 down to zero, then take another 3-minute timeout, and then play the third and fourth quarters with any luck. So it was a rapidly moving game, and we're at halftime for all the wrong reasons. But it's 7:55, and we will take a couple-of-minute break here and be back with some halftime stats, scores, etc., coming up here on ESPN 1550, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
We are at a really strange point in this ball game. If you're just joining us, technically we're in the second period of play, but because of an injury to one of the St. Cecilia players, Lance Schmidt, who was taken to the hospital on a stretcher, there was a long delay, so actually, it was.
The band is just finishing up their marching season.
It's a pretty wise decision, I think, to take all the players off the field.
Tonight is sort of
call it halftime.
The band. They'll perform two of
because they have to wait for another
wanted, dead or
they
alive.
They have to have another ambulance
please
come back out here.
For the
and it's completely discombobulated here because the halftime entertainment is still running out on the field. But they need to get another ambulance here. That's really the reason. It is for no other reason. So what they thought they would do is take the halftime, the full 15-minute halftime, so another ambulance or the same ambulance can come back and be here on site, because you cannot have a high school ball game in progress without an ambulance standing by. And, of course, what just happened here within the last 20 minutes is validation of that rule. So then when we come back from the quote-unquote halftime, they're going to start like nothing happened with 4 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock. It'll be a scrimmage play. It'll be Donovan Trumbull's ball with a third down and a half a yard to go. That's how we're going to start after the halftime. They're going to play 4:15 from scrimmage, and then when a clock ticks down to zero, they're going to take a three-minute intermission. Then we will have the second half kickoff, and that second half kickoff will be received by Hastings St. Cecilia. In the meantime, the score is Donovan Trumbull 12, St. Cecilia 7. Donovan Trumbull, obviously, with two scores and no points after. St. Cecilia capitalizing on an interception, scored, and was able to complete a point after. So, hence your 7-6 score. Here's some other scores. Centura leading Wood River in the first, 14-0. Ansley Litchfield over Twin Loop, 18-6. D2 Shelton has a 8-7 lead over Kennesaw. Elwood over Eustace Farnham, 14-0. Northwest over York, 3-0. That's in the second. Hastings leading Lexington, 10-0 in the second. Both those teams are 1-5, so someone's going to win that, baby. Central City over St. Paul, 7-6. That's at a halftime. Kearney Catholic up by three scores over Chase County, 21-0. That's in the second quarter. Central Catholic has a 6-2 lead now over Adams Central. Adams Central came up with an early safety and now have relinquished that lead, 6-2 to Grand Island Central Catholic. Cozad leading Minden, 20-14. That's in the second. And Gibbon is leading Fillmore Central by a 14-0 score. In Class A, Kearney and North Star are going at it in the second quarter with Kearney on top by 3, 10-7. And that is the only Class A score that I have. If you'd like to get these scores on your smartphone, here's all you got to do. Dial up a text. Text the word Platte River Preps, all one word, Platte River Preps, and text it to this short code number, 90210. So instead of a phone number, you stick in 90210 and in the text, type in Platte River Preps, and that will get you automatically signed up for Friday night updates. And, of course, we're getting into the playoffs. And playoffs, and yes, playoffs. And those things, you know, those happen any time of the day or night. So we will be giving you updated scores via that. So you want to get signed up for that. We'll get you through the state football championships coming up Monday and Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. I'm a firm believer in the theory that it is the rapidly changing weather that makes the high school football season seem like it's about a day and a half long, because you start out with sometimes 90, 100-degree weather and intermissions for taking on fluids and whatnot, and you end up with very brisk nights like tonight and even worse. One good thing that has happened here this evening is that so far the weather has stayed simply brisk, and we've not seen hide nor hair of any of the threatening shower activity. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk about some individual stats out of the first sort of half right after this on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities, as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon.
So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
Craig Eckert back at Duncan Field. We are at a premature break. And here's why. If you're just joining us, St. Cecilia's Lance Schmidt suffered an injury that required him to be taken to the hospital on a stretcher. I can't speculate beyond that. But having said that, since he was taken to the hospital in an ambulance, you have to have an ambulance on premise when you have a high school football game. And so we're waiting for either that ambulance to get back here or another one to be assigned. And so they decided to take an early halftime intermission. And that's where we are right now. However, when this is over, we're not going to start the third quarter. We're going to complete the last 4 minutes and 15 seconds of the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull will have the ball, and they'll have a third down and a short distance to go as they were trying to answer a touchdown by St. Cecilia. And do have the lead 12-7. Their issue has been points after touchdown. They've been pretty flawless on a very rapidly paced offense, except for the big no-nos, which are turnovers. They fumbled the ball once, threw an interception once. Off of that interception, St. Cecilia was able to hit pay dirt and took a lead of 7-6 before Donovan Trumbull came back on the board with a 12-7 lead. Let's look at some individual stats here for the Blue Hawks. Joel Groffel has 4 carries for 25 yards and a touchdown. He scored that TD after the interception. Xander Schmidt has 2 carries. He's actually minus 15 yards. Nick Brouillette, 12 carries for 42 yards in less than a half now, remember. Not a bad night's work. However, Jordan Slough has 15 carries and 108 yards with technically 4 minutes and 15 seconds to go until the second period ends. So he's off to a whale of a night. Kenny Pfeiffer has a carry for 4 yards. And Riley Wiltfong, the quarterback, carried 4 times for 5 yards and 1 touchdown. He also has a touchdown pass to Apke. That came 7 yards. That was the first. That was how the first drive culminated. St. Cecilia had won the toss, decided to defer to the second half, and Donovan Trumbull, Armin for Donovan Trumbull, was able to run the ball all the way back to the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia, and it was a 45-yard touchdown drive. So Donovan Trumbull has had touchdown drives of 45 and 70 yards to get their, to get their 12 points. And they were in the midst of another what looked to be determined drive that started at their 42-yard line when all of this unfortunate circumstance happened with the injury to Lance Schmidt. He's an interior defensive lineman, so there was no way we were going to see what happened. It certainly was not a visible incident that caused the injury. It was just that everybody unpiled, and Lance was still on the field. They took due precautions to keep him immobilized. The fact that they immobilized him means nothing other than the fact that they were going to err, and they're supposed to err on the side of caution as opposed to assuming that he could get up. So, again, please don't read anything more into it. They're taking him or have taken him to Mary Lanning Hospital, where, of course, he'll get great care. So our thoughts and prayers are with him, and I'm sure he and his family and friends would appreciate yours as well. Here's some other scores coming in from around the area. Amherst has a halftime lead over Axtell, 12-8. Elwood, 14-0 over Eustis Farnham. I'm assuming that's halftime. Shelton with that short county highway rivalry there, the North-South rivalry. Shelton leading Kennesaw 8-7 at halftime. Ansley Litchfield over Twin Loop, 18-6. Centura, a 22-0 lead now over Wood River. And Gibbon, 14-0 over Fillmore County. Cozad, 20-14 over Minden. That's at period number two. Central Catholic has taken a four-point lead over Adams Central at halftime. It is 6-2. The Patriots opened up that game with a 2-0 lead on a safety, of course. Central City, 7-6 over St. Paul. That's at halftime. Hastings in the second quarter has a 10-0 lead over Lexington. Northwest by 3 over York, 3-0 in the second. North Star and Kearney High School now are at halftime. North Star has taken the lead, 21-21 to 16. Kearney Catholic leading Chase County 21-0 at close to the halftime, we're going to assume. All right, I see ambulance. We see the ambulance back here now. So there won't be any further delay beyond the end of the halftime, which ought to be coming up here right now. Here's the deal. The scoreboard is frozen at 4:15 to go, so normally I can look at the scoreboard clock and find out how many minutes we have until the so-called halftime is over. But this so-called halftime, I have to kind of work on my wristwatch here, and I'm going to guess that we're about a minute to 3 minutes away from kicking off this. So they're going to do some warm-ups right now, come back, start. They're going to do 3 minutes right now on warm-up, and then they come back to the line of scrimmage with 4:15 to go in the second period, although we've just had halftime.
We will have a 3 minute.
That's pretty innovative, though, the way they did a little time shift there to get an ambulance back here. So they're legal again to play the football game. All right. So having said that, let's take a break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 1550 ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Wynnewood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopwynnewood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
All right, back again at Duncan Field. We are wrapping up the pre-action, post-intermission timeout. And I fear that I'm under-explaining to some and over-explaining to others. If you just joined us, we just took a 15-minute intermission, but it wasn't halftime. We had a substantial injury to a player for St. Cecilia. You had to be taken to the hospital. Of course, when you're taken to the hospital, that means the ambulance is gone from the field. You can't play football that way. So the official did some time shifting. They said, let's take our intermission now, get the ambulance back here, since they only had to go to Mary Lanning a short while away. And now we're back to the line of scrimmage. We're going to play the last 4:15 to go in the second period of play. Then another three-minute timeout is coming. Hand off this time. Slough, who had 108 yards, breaks away down inside the 30 to the 25-yard line. Simple handoff to Slough. I'm sure simplicity is not involved in the blocking schemes up front because he has had some holes there, but he's just quick as all get out through those holes and accumulated 108 yards up to this point. I'm going to guess that was another 25 or so onto that, and he's probably kissing 130 yards now. Shotgun again, slots both ways for Donovan Trumbull again. They just feed to Slough, and Slough does his thing, gets a first down, and then a little bit more inside the 15-yard line. That is a machine out there right now as they're opening holes, simply handing off to Slough, reading the blocks, getting the first down, and then more. It's a first down for Donovan Trumbull now with 3:51 to go. This is the kind of rapidity that made the entire first half, as it is, take really less than 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And then we, of course, had to take the early timeout. So technically, this is first half time right here with 3:40 to go. And the shotgun snap, the quick handoff, and this time someone from St. Cecilia sniffed it out.
Tackle by Hartford.
Harper with the tackle. Big 51 came up there and put some shoulder pads on Slough, who has not been used to having that happen to him a whole lot tonight, at least for a no gain. Shotgun, second down, and about 11 yards to go. Pfeiffer comes in motion from the left to the right. He'll take the pitch on the end around. He's got a little running and tries to hurdle a man and gets down inside the 15-yard line. But really, after all that, not a whole lot of gain. As a matter of fact, he may have been hammered for about a yard loss as the down and distance guy across actually inches back. And it's third down and about 12 yards to go now for Donovan Trumbull with 2:44 to go on the second period clock. We're going to take a three-minute timeout when we tick down and then start officially the third quarter with a kickoff to St. Cecilia. Wiltfong, shotgun, rolls left, finds a man. He's got him over there. Leans in, touchdown, Ian Askey. Second touchdown tonight. The 170-pound tight end hauls it in. A beautiful pass by Wiltfong, who doesn't have to pass a lot, but he's been pretty efficient. He was 6-for-9 up to this point in the first half. So with 2:26 to go, Donovan Trumbull has an 18-7 lead.
Pass from Wilfong to
pass was, would you give that, about 11 yards?
18-7.
16-yard pass. From Wiltfong to Askey. Wiltfong now in the conversion attempt, fires across his body, looking for Askey again, and he's got it. Point after is good for Donovan Trumbull, and it is a 20-7 lead. Donovan Trumbull over St. Cecilia. And I don't think on paper going into this season you'd expect it to hear that score on the radio. At very least, it would have been toe-to-toe. Now Donovan Trumbull's flat pulling away a 13-point lead. 2:26 until a three-minute intermission will signal the official halftime. Again, if you're just joining us, an injury on the field, force the ambulance to take a young player, Lance Schmidt, to the hospital for St. Cecilia, who was injured on a play from scrimmage. And because of that, they can't play. And so they decided, and I think wisely, to take the long intermission and let the ambulance get back here. And they started the play from scrimmage with 4:15 to go. Now there's 2:26 to go. And when we kick down to zero, a three-minute timeout, and they'll start the second half with a kickoff to St. Cecilia. It's complicated, but ultimately, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense to do it like they did. Slough is going to tee the ball up at the 40, gives it a ride. It's a low kick. Brouillette takes it at the 15-yard line, coming back the other way. 20, 25, cut back near side. He's got a wall. He's got some speed. He's at the 50, 45, down to the 41-yard line. Brouillette with a nice run back for St. Cecilia. And he gets it into Cardinal territory just outside the 40-yard line.
First down and 10 for St. Cecilia.
41-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia sets up housekeeping with 2:16 to go in the first half. I formation. Single wide out right side is Tino. Mix up in the backfield, but they hand it off to Groffel, who falls forward at least for 2 or 3 yards for St. Cecilia.
Groffel.
Clock running under 2 minutes to go here momentarily.
Tackle by Burr. Gain of 2 to the 40.
Tino again comes out wide to the right side. An I formation. Driscoll is the wing back to the left side. Under center, Schmidt sends him in motion to the right. And now works it to his right on a roll. Fires in the flat, almost picked off. And then a beautiful grab by Driscoll off the hands of the defender for a first down.
Pass from
Schmidt. That was heads up and nice hands by Driscoll as St. Cecilia needs to do something to answer the call here before this thing gets out of hand. At the very least, they want to hang on to the football until the upcoming three-minute intermission. At best, they want to score again. Yeah, that ball was almost picked off. Off the hands of the defender, though, Driscoll came up with it. Now they send Driscoll in motion from right to left. And rolling to his left is Schmidt, and he goes in and out of the hands of Groffel. There's another potential interception because the defender, Creighton Buehrer, had the ball go right through his hands. Stops the clock with a minute 10 to go in the second period. I'll be glad when we get beyond this intermission, then we don't have to worry about identifying halftime, second period, whatever else you might say. 20-7, Donovan Trumbull is on top. St. Cecilia trying to get back into this thing. Driscoll in motion, right to left. Hand off, straight up the middle. Groffel's got it, and he fights forward to inside the 20-yard line. He's still got a ways to go before it's going to be called a first down. I think we're going to call it third down and about a strong 3 short 4 yards to go. And a timeout's going to be taken here by St. Cecilia. So that's the first called timeout here by a coach tonight. And we'll take a minute and be back with more. Your score, Donovan Trumbull 20, St. Cecilia 7. You're listening to the Game of the Week on ESPN 1550 and Platte River Preps on the World Wide Web.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Winter is on the way. If you don't like the snow, forget about it. In a nice 2010 Chevy Equinox. You'll love the all-wheel drive, the smooth ride, and even get up to 28 miles per gallon. Books for $21,575. Yours for $18,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows,
siding, and shingles. Touchdown, St. Cecilia. Touchdown, St. Cecilia, and a quick hitter out in the flat from Schmidt. And Tino brings it into pay dirt. And St. Cecilia brings this thing a little closer, 20-13 now, as they'll try the point after. There's 51 seconds to go in the second period clock. Coming up, a three-minute break. We already took the halftime intermission of 15 minutes. Three-minute break coming up when the clock runs down to zero. Now St. Cecilia is going to call yet another timeout.
Saint Cecilia takes their second timeout of the first half.
They're going to think about this. I'm not sure exactly why. They're going to think about whether they're going to do a two-point or a single-point conversion attempt. If they get a two-point conversion, they trail by five, and they'd only be down a touchdown if they just kick it through. So I'm not sure it's worth the hassle of going through two-point. I'm not sure what their charts say on a deal like this, but if you're down by six, then you could get a touchdown and kick the extra point and be up by one. Early, Donovan Trumbull on their two touchdowns, not able to convert on two-point attempts. Their first two-point attempt was good on their third touchdown. So they're one out of three in two-point conversion attempts. Now the huddle around Carl Tesmer has broken up, and they've decided to go for a single-point conversion. What does that mean? That means that Cannon Howell is in to do the kicking. Neal is at about the 10-yard line. He's about two steps back of that. It's going to be a fake. Ah, that's why the timeout. And snuffing that out, Donovan Trumbull comes up, and they said no, so there will be no conversion. And Creighton Burr, I think, is the guy that snuffed that out. And so with 51.2 seconds to go, it'll be St. Cecilia kicking off to Donovan Trumbull. We'll take about a 30-second timeout here. Your score, 20-13, Donovan Trumbull leading St. Cecilia on ESPN 1550 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Howell kicks, tees the ball up. High kick at the 15-yard line. Coming the other way, Donovan Trumbull's return man. That's Pfeiffer, picks it up and gets it out to the 30-yard line. And so with 44 seconds to go, Donovan Trumbull, they have the rapid pace, may or may not want to attempt a scoring possession here. They may want to just run it out, take the three-minute break that'll serve as a short halftime, and then come back and defend to St. Cecilia, who will be getting the kickoff. Back to pass, though, is Wiltfong, and they are going to fire long, and it is intercepted by St. Cecilia, or is it? No, it's taken away by Donovan Trumbull's Creighton Buehr. And Burr has had a nice couple of plays here as he stopped the two-point conversion attempt and now hauled in a nice long pass down to the 41-yard line of St. Cecilia. Shotgun formation, Wiltfong straight back to pass again and out in the flat, in and out of the hands, and then almost intercepted. In and out of the hands of Slough, and Graffel almost got the carom off of his arms, and it'll just be an exciting incompletion. That stops the clock with 29 seconds to go in the second period. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. started the drive at their 30-yard line. Down to the 42 of St. Cecilia now. Shotgun. Wiltfong back to pass. Looking downfield. Heaves it a ton. He's got a man out there. And it is in and out of the hands of Armin. Should have had that thing and just could not seal the deal. That would have been a touchdown. Plenty of distance. Receiver separated and just couldn't wrap his arms around the football. 22 and a half seconds to go. For all intents and purposes, it's a two-down deal. They can take two shots of the end zone. Third down, 10 to go. Bunch to the right side. Slot to the left side. Wiltfong again firing. He's going to be pressured, and he throws the ball out of bounds to live to fight one more down here in the end of the second period. 15 seconds to go on the clock. So that was a heady play by Wiltfong, who did not take the sack. And what he did do, fire the incompletion, intentionally stopped the clock. So he got one more shot to take downfield. Now timeout's going to be taken by Donovan Trumbull. And so we will take a minute here. We'll be back with more on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Urinell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Back to pass. Wiltfong fires a long way, looking for again Nathan Armin, or Nathaniel Armin. He got the ball. And it is complete as he goes out of bounds on the far side of the field. So forgive me for not having the down and distance immediately, because it's that flat angle on the far side away from us. It's a first down. There's 10 yards to go and 9 seconds on the clock. So they got maybe a shot, maybe two, at the end zone. Wiltfong rolls right, looking downfield, has a man, and it is into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull, Ian Askey with touchdown pass number three tonight.
26-13.
Makes it 26-13 as Donovan Trumbull is absolutely deadly with that hurry-up offense all the time. And so despite the fact that they got the ball back with under 51 seconds to go, they hit pay dirt on that drive again of 70 yards. Shotgun, Wiltfong, they'll go for two. Man in motion, left to right. Into the end zone, he fires in and out of the hands of Kenny Pfeiffer. And that is going to end the drive and the attempt at the point after, 26-13. Here's an interesting thing. They get a kickoff to St. Cecilia. They'll run a play, and then they're going to do it all over again. Because technically, this is the last play coming of the first half because of the injury to Lance Schmidt. He was taken to the hospital. That took the ambulance away. They have to have an ambulance on the field. They decided to take the 15-minute intermission halftime so the ambulance could go and then come back. It is back. Now, when this play runs off, they're going to take a 3-minute intermission. That will officially be halftime. And since St. Cecilia declined to receive after winning the opening coin toss, they will get the kickoff back again. So they're going to get one kickoff here with 3.8 seconds to go. Then there's going to be a 3-minute timeout. Then they'll get kicked off to again. This is about as unusual as last week when we had Hastings and McCook, and the poor McCook kicker couldn't make a kickoff stay in bounds three times in a row. Here comes Slough with the kickoff. It's a squibber. That should take enough time off the clock. Here comes Driscoll. He's tackled with under a second to go. And I think they're just going to let that roll. And that is it. So we are now technically at a halftime intermission that is going to be 3 minutes long. So let's take a couple minute timeout here, Dibs. We'll be back with the opening of the third quarter, the kickoff to St. Cecilia next on ESPN 1550 and Platte River Preps on the World Wide Web.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Back again on ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull duking it out here, but not slogging it out. Donovan Trumbull's been a very rapidly paced football team. St. Cecilia more methodical, but there is a 13-point difference, but this could be a track meet before it's all over. We are now officially in the third period.
The start of the third quarter,
Donovan Trumbull will be kicking off to St. Cecilia. Again, because of an injury that took the ambulance away from the field, we juxtaposed a three-minute timeout and the 15-minute halftime intermission. So we just played the last 4:15 off the second period. And now after a three-minute timeout, here we are officially now in the second half of play. And here comes Donovan Trumbull again. And squibbing the kick and falling on it there for St. Cecilia is Gus Clark, a sophomore reserve quarterback. And so St. Cecilia now will come back out with the football on their 37-yard line. 12 minutes to go, third period. First play from scrimmage upcoming. First and 10, St. Cecilia breaks the huddle. Driscoll goes wide to the right side. Tino comes wide to the left side. He caught a beautiful pass in the flat from Xander Schmidt. It was answered by Donovan Trumbull. And so St. Cecilia is still down by 13, firing long. They got Driscoll out there. He's covered very well. And a nice breakup there.
Second down and 10.
And I'm going to try and figure out who that is, but it isn't easy. Did you catch a number on that? Was that... I think it might have been... No, it wasn't either. There's a number... Well, no, it was number 80 that broke it up, but I don't have an 80 on my roster, so... 80, hats off to you. I just don't know your name. Under, he stays in a defensive back. Under center is Schmidt after that long incompletion. Fakes the handoff, goes in the flat to Brouillette. Brouillette comes to the near side. Left side, got some running room, and he runs into a blocker out there trying to do some perimeter blocking. He ran right into Tommy O'Keefe, who was engaged with a defender. And that stopped the play after a 5-yard gain. Otherwise, he could still be running.
To the 41-yard line by Brouillette.
Clock running at 11.5 to go here in the third period of play. Third down coming, 6 yards to go. St. Cecilia breaks the huddle. Come up just outside their 40-yard line. Brouillette dots the eye. Graffel is the up man. Wing back is Driscoll to the right side. Wides both ways. Back to pass. Now they hand it off on the draw play to Brouillette. He's got a little bit of running room, but not much. And he's going to get shut down after maybe a 2-yard gain. In there again was Burr with the stop. Burr had a good couple of series. He caught a pass that maintained the drive that put the last 6 points on the board for Donovan Trumbull. But before that, he also pulled down the runner on a fake 2-point for St. Cecilia. So he's had a good time tonight, both sides of the football. Punt formation now. Good snap for St. Cecilia. Nice high kick. It's going to go over the head of the defender and bounces inside the 20-yard line. They'll down it at about the 16 or 17. So this will be one of the poorer field positions tonight for Donovan Trumbull. But they don't seem to have a whole lot of preference as to where they started. The offense is fast-paced, but it is not a complicated offense. It's a lot of give-and-go to the talented tailback, Slough. And, of course, the ability to pass by Wiltfong keeps everybody on their heels. Wiltfong in the gun right now. He's got a spread formation. They hand off to Slough. Slough's got some running room, and he'll get another 5 or 6 yards as he leads off this series.
Slough, tackle by Hartford. Gain of 7 to the 24-yard line. Second down
coming. They gave him a 7-yard gain on that. So second down and 3. Wiltfong in the gun. Quick handoff again. Stutter steps and off to a first down and then a little bit more is Slough again. He has this ability to just kind of start and stop on a dime. Took the handoff, stutter step, let his block set up, cut the other way, got the first down, and the ball is up inside the 35-yard line for a first and 10 to go. 9:45 to go, third period. Wiltfong in the gun. He's got slots and wides both ways. Single setback again, and getting the carry is Slough, and he'll get stood up in the backfield that time by Tommy O'Keefe.
No gain on the carry.
Second down coming just a little bit longer than 10 yards to go. Really, the weather has held out quite well. Last thing we wanted to tell you, that the weather was going to be bad tonight, but it's a little chilly, but so far it's been just a crisp, beautiful night for football. Back to pass, Wiltfong. Goes over in the flat. He's got a man, and that again is Burr. Burr takes it up to the 40-yard line and gets back some of the yardage lost and then some. And it'll be third down and a short 4 yards to go. Long 3, short 4. And it's going to be third down. We'll call third and 4. As Donovan Trumbull up by 13 continues a rather relentless pace. Again, the handoff this time to Slough. He's got some running room across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. Tino in on the tackle there for St. Cecilia.
Territory to the 47-yard line.
Got
to
check on that running back very first, but he is so quick getting out of the blocks and up to the line of scrimmage and beyond, hitting his blocks, and has just been, he must be up close to 200 yards by now, I'm guessing. We had him at 108 yards with 4 minutes to go in the second period of play. Hand off again, Slough. Stutter steps, line of scrimmage, gets two or three before he's stood up and continues to fight. Graffel comes over to put the lock on him, but it'll be another 2 or 3 yard gain. Slough has, in addition to close to 130 in the first half, has another, what, about 13 more yards to go. 140 yards in the first half alone. And he has continued that pace. He's probably close to 160 right now. How much? 130? 170 yards. Back to pass. Firing to Burr. He's got it inside the 20. Take to make that the 35-yard line. And another first down. So now Burr comes into play as being a regular recipient of passes by Wiltfong. And they have St. Cecilia completely off balance defensively right here as they've got to check on Slough and then whatever else Wiltfong does. Wiltfong standing in the gun again. He's got slots both ways. Burr is in the slot to the right side. Askey is wide to the right as well. Hand off this time. Slough stutter steps, gets a little bit more yardage and a lot more. Gets down to the about 30-yard line, so that's going to make a 5 or 6 yard gain. And it'll be second down and a strong five, short 6 yards to go. Play comes in via the picture cards on the far sideline. They stand and look at it. When they've absorbed the play simultaneously, they turn back to the line of scrimmage and face the Blue Hawks. 6:51 to go. Wiltfong in the gun with the play and the snap and the handoff to Slough. Slough's got some running room, runs into the umpire in the backfield. Otherwise, he might have gone a little bit farther. The official is part of the field, so there's not much you can do about that in the rule book. He's down inside the 25, and it'll be third down and less than 1 yard to go now. Again, quick. And a handoff to Slough, goes left side, cuts back, has at least the first down, and gets pulled down by the defender Tommy Keefe over there on the far side.
Tackle by O'Keefe.
And that stops the clock at 6:18 in the third on that first down. There has been very few penalties on Donovan Trumbull's offense tonight at all. I think they had one personal foul on defense. Shotgun formation, Wiltfong. Hand off to Slough. Slough straight up the middle and another 5 yards or so. At some point, that's got to wear on a defender, not only physically but mentally when you just flat can't grab him. This is not necessarily, Carl Tesmer may have a disagreement on this assessment, but it's not necessarily a breakdown in fundamentals. It's a running back breaking you down as you're trying to get him. Hand off again, Slough, and he's got some running room down inside the 10 to the 5 yard line. And he just has such a fluid motion as he's running that time. Sometimes he'll take the stutter step. That time it was just a fluid off tackle play to the right side. And it is first and 10, first and goal to go now at the 5 yard line. Donovan Trumbull with two wides either way. Wiltfong takes the handoff and gives it to Slough, who goes forward and see what the indication is. They're calling it a touchdown. I didn't see any officials' hands go in the air, but everybody else seems to think so. Let's hang on here. They've moved the clock or the scoreboard up to 32-13, so Slough with about a 4 yard run, we'll call it. And now, two-point conversion attempt forthcoming by the Cardinals. 32-13. Cardinals have not won here at Duncan Field in a long time, I am told. I mean, plus decades. Long time. And there was a feeling that tonight could be the night. And that feeling is certainly not diminished here as they are in lead 32-13. Two-point conversion coming up. Three wides to the right side. Slough, the single setback. Burr is wide to the left. Back to pass, looking for Burr in the end zone. I think he's got it. No, nope, in and out of the hands. Burr almost had the two-point, but it is 32-13. And Donovan Trumbull will kick off to St. Cecilia in 30 seconds here on ESPN 1550 and Platte River Preps on the World Wide Web.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Well, Slough's name is spelled S-L-O-U-G-H, subject to some mispronunciation, but from now on I'll just say Slough rhymes with wow. He's got over 205 yards in this ball game, and then he does the kickoff. And coming back the other way, St. Cecilia gets it out to about the 37-yard line at 5:15 to go in the third. I don't care if we did have more delay than we would have liked to have had in the first half because of the unfortunate injury that resulted in Lance Schmidt being taken to the hospital by an ambulance and delaying the play in the game because you can't have a game go on without an ambulance. It's still a rapidly moving game, all that said. Maryland I now for Xander Schmidt and the Blue Hawk offense. Brouillette is the recipient of the ball, and he'll fall forward out to the 40-yard line.
Carried by Brouillette to the 40-yard line, a gain of 3. Tackle by Tobin, second down and 7.
So drive began with 5:15 on the clock. That last drive by Donovan Trumbull took up 4 minutes. Pretty flawless football. Maryland I again. Brouillette, deep back, gets the handoff, falls forward across the 41 to maybe the 42. But they got to be thinking about scoring a lot faster than 3 yards and a cloud of, frosty breath. Fog. Third down in a cloud of fog. Third down and 7 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Triple stack, everybody else in tight. Schmidt under center. And he'll option to the right side, just roll. Now he gets Graffel out in the flat. Graffel makes the completion, but he falls shy of the first down. And it'll be fourth down and close to 2 yards to go. Maybe just a yard. So maybe Carl Tesmer will take a shot, but I just don't know at this point. I don't see the punter standing back there. That would have been Cannon Howell, or has been of late. Michael Hunn, who also has kicked, is out of the ball game. And now they're going to go for it. So Schmidt is under center. He's got a two-man eye formation. He's going to sneak it himself. And on second effort, I think he got it. First effort, he fell short. Second effort, I think he got it. And it'll be a new set of downs for St. Cecilia. Stop the clock on the measurement and the chain movement, but they're just going to say, nope, move the chains, and they're not going to measure from what I can tell. Nope. So they move the chains, and St. Cecilia, with 3:26 to go, has a quarter plus 3:26 to try and get back close here, but Donovan Trumbull has some possessions in between there, and they aren't likely to shut things down. Slot man to the left side. Option. Brouillette with the toss. Near side. Turns it upfield. Gets close to the first down. Just flat ran over a tackler. Burr. No, it wasn't Burr. It was Armin on the near side. Askey finally came up with the tackle, but he is very close to a first down, and they flipped it over, and they're going to give him a first down on that run. Brouillette.
First down.
Chain. We're waiting for the chain gang to realize that it is a first down. Now they do. And the ball is spotted at the 41-yard line. First and 10, 41, St. Cecilia. Grapple the up man. Sheehy in between for blocking purposes. They give it off to Brouillette, and Brouillette is hung on to by Burr. Got an ankle tackle there, and really that was unable to do what he did the last time, which was escape to the second level. Second down and about 7 yards to go on that three-yard carry. Clock at 2:30 to go in the third. St. Cecilia down 32-13 to a fine Donovan Trumbull ball club. Triple I. Brilliant dots the eye. Xander Schmidt is under center. They hand it off to Groffel, the first guy through, and he struggles down to about the 31 or 2-yard line. That'll depend on the spot to see whether or not they move the chains again. It looks like he's slightly shy of the first down by maybe the length of a football. Third down and inches. And with that, the clock stops momentarily as they adjust the ball placement. Now they're going to bring out the chains to do a measurement. And they place the down and distance, or the place the referee's hanky at the 40-yard line, measure it forward.
First down and 10.
And they say he did get it. So instead of inches to go, he got it by inches, and St. Cecilia's drive is alive. 2:11 on the third period clock. Still a very rapidly moving ball game. Not a lot of passing, and when they do pass, not a lot of time taken between intermission or between the incompletion. Maryland Eye. Sheehy goes in motion this time, and the handoff, quick hitter to Groffel. And he'll go forward for 2, 3, maybe 4 yards. Again, depending on the spot there, I think they're going to give him closer to 4 yards than 3. We'll call it second down and a healthy 6 yards to go here with the clock ticking at a minute 45. Minute 45 to go in the third. That time, Sheehy, who's been the middleman on that three-man Maryland stack, took off in motion to the right side. They might be setting up something there for later on. Driscoll goes to the wing on the right side. Tino goes wide to the right. Brulette and Groffel are the I formation in the backfield. Schmidt under center, option, keeper, cuts inside, got some running room. Xander Schmidt with a first down inside the 15-yard line.
For a first down.
So that'll move the chains again.
Tackle by Askey.
But they're taking a lot of time to do what they need to do, which is to get some points, any points, but at some level, the clock is not going to be your friend, and Donovan Trumbull gets the ball back. And they have not done themselves any harm on offense tonight, save for the two turnovers in the first half, one of which resulted in a St. Cecilia score off an interception. Hand off again, Groffel spins, gets a little extra running room, falls forward for maybe a 3-yard gain. He was stopped right at the line of scrimmage and then did a nice spin to his left.
Tackle by
and got a couple of yards.
Second down and 6.
I'm going to give him credit for about a 4-yard gain there. Second down, 6 yards to go now. As coming back into the ball game for St. Cecilia is Ryan Baker, the tight end, over on the right side. Tino, the speedy wideout left side. I formation, Brulette dots the I. Driscoll goes in motion from the left to the right. Again, keeper by the quarterback, Schmidt. That time, that was snuffed out by Donovan Trumbull. And big number 72, Eric Tobin, goes in there.
By Schmidt.
And he's going to be hammered for no gain, maybe a loss. But the down and distance doesn't move at all. So it's going to be third down. And that is the end of the third period. That was a very fast third period on the drive by Donovan Trumbull and the ensuing drive by St. Cecilia. This is only the third drive of the third period. St. Cecilia punted one away. We're going to take a minute timeout here, back with the fourth period right after this on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist, ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Xander Schmidt is ready to go. The Blue Hawks are ready to go here. First play of the fourth quarter. In motion, Brouillette comes to the right side. Hand off on a little misdirection to Grapple. And Grapple had about 5-6 yards to go for a first down. He didn't get anywhere near that. In fact, they stood him up for little or no gain. So another fourth down situation for St. Cecilia. Field goal is not going to do you any good. So there's really kind of a no decision here by Carl Tesmer and his coaching brain trust. He's going to call a timeout here. They want to get the right play, however. And so we'll do the same thing. We'll take, no, you know what? We're going to keep it right here. Let me give you some scores from around the region here. Cozad leading Minden at halftime, 20-14. Given over Fillmore County, 14-0 at their halftime. Centura leads Wood River 34-0. Shelton and Kennesaw in a dogfight. Shelton 20-19 over Kennesaw. That's in the third. Amherst leading Axtell 12-8. That's at halftime. Elwood leading Eustis Farnham 22-14. Adams Central now has come back and overcome a 6-2 lead by Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central 23. Grand Island Central Catholic 6 now in the fourth period. Kearney Catholic by 4 scores over Chase County, 28-0. Central City leading St. Paul 14-6. Aurora over Columbus 20-13. Hastings has a 16-14 third quarter lead on Lexington. York now has come back and leads Grand Island Northwest 14-3. Grand Island leading North Platte 21-10 in the third period. And Kearney now back in front of North Star, 36-21 in the fourth period. There's some pretty good ball games going on tonight, back and forth. And now back to our ball game here, St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull at the 10-yard line. Schmidt hands off to Grapple. No, he keeps it himself, tries to go wide, and Donovan Trumbull comes up with the stop, and the Cardinals will take over. No score for St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull maintains a 32-13 lead. And we've got 11:28 to go in this, baby. And Donovan Trumbull back on offense with that very fast-paced, very lethal running back, Jordan Slough. Slough with over 200 yards here tonight. 206 right now, officially. Officially, unofficially. We're not keeping the official book, but we're pretty close on what his yardage is. He stands in the backfield with Wiltfong, and Wiltfong hands it straight off to Slough, and Slough is tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but even falling forward, he got a couple of yards there. And it'll be second down and call it nine as they marked him back. He was a little disappointed. He got up and kind of slammed the ball down a little bit, and that's the first bit of attitude we've seen from Slough tonight because he thought he had a lot of green to go run on, and he got taken down. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Slough to his right. Sets the offense. Hand off Slough. Slough's got the running room this time. And again, the gap closes, but he got about 5 yards after that. So it's going to be third down. Call it 4 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull. On straight gives to Slough. I just wonder, you know, his 100 is probably fast. His 40 is probably fast, but his 20-yard speed is the one that is going to kill you here because he is so fast after that handoff and the acceleration. Slough is a good, good running back. Shotgun, Wiltfong, Slough. He's got running room this time across the 20. 25, Slough, 35, 40, and pushed out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. He got what he wanted that time. He was very frustrated, and then all of a sudden saw some daylight, ran toward it, and picked up about a 25-yard gain. 40-yard line. And he is out now beyond the 200 and 240-yard mark for Jordan Slough. And St. Cecilia's defense has got to be weary of running that guy down. 10-13 to go in this. Slough gets the handoff, and he falls forward for a yard or two. How many carries does Slough have?
2 yards to the...
Carries. How many carries has he got?
41-yard
total.
Line. Make that a 1 yard carry. Tackle by Hartford.
Because he had 15 in the with four to go, and then he got a few more. So he's got to be coming up on 30 carries, hasn't he? 33 carries for Slough. 240 yards. That's still a good yards per carry. Second down coming now. The handoff, Slough works left side. Got some running room, stiff arm, and finally pulled down by Groffel after about an 8-yard gain.
By Slough, tackle by Groffel.
Clock running at 9.5 to go in this one. We expect to hear from Carl Tesmer after the ball game.
7-yard line, a gain of 6.
So stand by, and we'll find out what his take is on this deal.
Down and 3.
Chances are he'll just give the Cardinals the respect that they've earned here tonight. Again, hurry-up offense. Wilt Fong standing back inside the 35, gets the shotgun snap, handoff, Slough, left side. And again, now he's just making it look way easy inside the 40-yard line.
They
talk about that kind of running back who just seems to gain steam as the ball game goes on. I'm not sure it's ever been really that. It's just that he's been able to maintain his stamina, and the defenders are flat getting tuckered out. And that happens in the case of a lot of these running backs who just keep on keeping on deep into the ball game. 8:45 to go. They're looking to the far sideline now where the coaching staff for Donovan Trumbull holds up those picture cards representing the play. I still have no idea how they make heads or tails out of it, but they are. I'll tell you that. Slough again. Handoff. Right side. He's got the corner. Got some first down. Spin move. And then beyond the first down marker down to about the 23-yard line. Man, that was a nice natural move as he got to the outside, spun inside, and picked up about 3-4 extra yards after he got the first down.
A first down carry.
So that's going to put Slough in excess of 250 yards on tonight's statistical rundown, 30-plus carries now. Burr is the tight end in the slot on the left side. Johnny Gomez, a wideout left side. Wilt Fong standing in the gun, still looking to the sideline. Sets the offense now, shotgun formation. Slough gets the handoff, and he'll go across the middle of the line between center and tackle and picks up a couple of yards. I don't think you need to draw pictures if you're just going to give it off to Slough.
Now carried by Pfeiffer.
Maybe just an arrow and an X.
Hartford.
Second down kick. Pfeiffer got the – okay, Pfeiffer was the carrier on that. Second down coming, and about 6 yards to go. It's five. Well, that's why Pfeiffer's in the backfield with Wilfong. And Slough is getting a well-deserved rest at this point. Pfeiffer gets the handoff, and – he picks up where Slough left off, running for daylight down to the 5 and dives. Did he get into the end zone? Yes, he did. Donovan Trumbull up 38-13 with 7:19 to go.
Donovan Trumbull 38, St. Cecilia 13.
And so that drive started back at the 15-yard line. An 85-yard drive by Donovan Trumbull. They had a 70-yard drive earlier, a 45-yard drive, and this one capped off on a run by Pfeiffer from 20 yards out? 19 yards out. Pfeiffer running out of that tailback slot. Now Burr comes in for a single-point conversion, and Slough, who is going to do the holding, calls for a timeout.
Trumbull takes a timeout.
And we'll keep it right here. St. Cecilia has a 38-13 margin to try and overcome here. And that drive lasted another 4 minutes. So long four-minute drives. I mean, this is a rapidly paced offense, but it is not necessarily a quick strike offense. or designed that way. Not that Slough couldn't take it to the house any time that he hands it off, but he's been pretty much very meticulous at giving the ball and gouging out some yardage. But these have been long drives, both in time off the clock and in distance. And so now, 7:19 to go. Donovan Trumbull will try their kicker on a single-point conversion for the first time tonight. They tried two-point conversions the entire evening and made only, I believe, two of those. And here comes the kick by Burr, the tight end and linebacker. Kick is low and it's blocked, and that might be why they're trying two-point conversions. So it remains with 7:19 to go in this one. 38-13, Donovan Trumbull in command from Duncan Field. Back with more in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
85-yard drive culminated by a 20-yard run by Pfeiffer on that, giving Jordan Slough a little bit of a breather on the sideline. And now it is time to kick off again for Slough. Slough has been kicking all manner of ways tonight. He's squibbing him a lot. Ball spotted at the 40, and this time another squib kick across the 50, taken by Driscoll, and he weaves his way out to the 40, out to the 43-yard line. So St. Cecilia with good field position on their own 43-yard line, but it's 7:13 to go in the ball game. Things are pretty much out of hand here for St. Cecilia. And Donovan Trumbull will win here at Duncan Field for the first time in a long time. Strikes me the number was, could it be 13 years or 23 years? It strikes me that it is that long. It could be a quarter of a century since the Cardinals won here at Duncan Field. It was an unofficial stat given me before the game, but they go with a power eye, and Brouillette takes the carry and gets ahead for about 2 yards, and St. Cecilia doesn't appear to be in a huge hurry here. I think they're just going to kind of take their lumps and see what happens.
46-yard line. Tackled by Coben.
Coming back into the ball game for St. Cecilia is Cannon Howell at the tight end spot. Brouillette grapple in the backfield. Power eye. The one blocking back is Sheehy in there now. They hand it off to grapple straight ahead, and he again, powerful runner, gets down inside the 49, 48-yard line. Tell you what, he is just a vicious runner. He is a big, big running back. Again, good start out of the blocks and just fighting for every yard he's gotten here tonight, though. Has not had the breakaway. 6:15 to go on the clock. Third down and one on the down and distance, and a 38-13 score in favor of Donovan Trumbull. Triple stack, moving to the right side. Brouillette has the corner, has the first down, and is run out of bounds and down inside the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia, of Donovan Trumbull, rather. And so the ball at the 43 sets up a first down and 10 for St. Cecilia. Driscoll comes back into the ball game with the play. And so, again, they break the huddle. Don't appear to be in any huge hurry here with 5:51 to go. Power eye, Brouillette dots the eye. Sheehy and Grappel of the blocking backs, and this time Schmidt will keep the ball and fall forward inside the 40-yard line to about the 37. So 5-yard quarterback keeper, nothing fancy on that one.
Ball is marked
See if we can go back and pick up some more scores here for you.
Gain of 5, second down and 5.
I don't think we have anything. I don't think we have anything brand new. Second down and 5. We'll recap what we do have here pretty quick. 5:15 to go. Under center Schmidt, handoff Rouliette from the tailback slot, stutters across the line of scrimmage and gets another 2 or 3 yards. So it's bringing up third down, and it looks like about 2 yards to go.
Tackle by Gomez.
Gomez in on the tackle there. As again, the play couriers come in and out for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks. Elwood leading Eustace Farnham 22-14 in the third. Amherst 12-8 over Axtell. That's still at halftime. Power eye. Schmidt keeps it himself. Falls forward. What I think will be a first down.
Ball carried by Schmidt.
And so the referees have not indicated yet.
Tackle by Gomez.
Jim Langan is standing over there near the forward stick, and he's not given any indication as to moving it yet. So it's going to be fourth down. And really, less than half a length of the football. I mean, those two stakes are right next to one another. Now they're going to measure again. This will be the second measurement tonight. 4.5 on the clock. It is stopped now for the measurement. And again, they tag it at the 40, and they're going to stretch out the chains from there. And that will bear out that it is just shy. I mean by the length of your thumb. Not much at all. Fourth down coming inches to go for St. Cecilia. Xander Schmidt leads the huddle. Breaks it out. Chris Hartford comes out over the ball. Fourth and goal, or fourth and inches to go. And penalty markers all over the place. All over the place. Procedural call against St. Cecilia. So now instead of fourth and inches, it's going to be fourth down, 5 yards and inches. That took 7 seconds off the clock.
Against St. Cecilia, fourth down and 5.
Under center now, Maryland eye. Brouillette dots the eye. They're going to try to get some distance out of him as they hand it off from the tailback position. He does get some distance, and he's close to a first down, but I don't know that he got there. I don't know that he didn't. I just don't know that he did. Referees looking at one another and looking for the spot. It looks like they're going
to
give him a first down.
So
that was a gutty play by Brouillette, who knew he had to get 5 yards, and he got it. Clock under 4 minutes to go now in this one. St. Cecilia breaks the huddle, down 38-13. Power eye, Brouillette the eye back. Hand off to Groffel on a trap that is immediately closed by Donovan Trumbull.
Ball carried by Groffel.
Aaron Ettinger in on the tackle there for the Cardinals.
Tackle by Ettinger, second down and 8.
Second down coming, 8 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Groffel comes out of the ball game. And now stepping in for him. Handoff goes to straight up the middle to Brouillette.
Ball carried by Brouillette.
I don't know. I missed a few numbers on my rosters here tonight.
Ball spotted.
So you got a number 22 in there for St. Cecilia, but I don't have him on my roster. Clock at 2:53 to go. Third down and a strong 5, short 6 yards to go. Groffel out of the ball game. Brouillette dots the Maryland eye. Schmidt under center, feeds to Brouillette, goes left side off tackle, gets enough, I think, for another first down for St. Cecilia, but it's just a matter of keeping the ball out of the hands of Donovan Trumbull and keeping this score relatively respectable. But it's 38-13, and Carl Tesmer and company are not used to being on the short end of the stick by this much of a short end. And Donovan Trumbull, we were told, although I had not seen them personally, I was told by several people how much they have improved, certainly tremendously, over the last 4 years. And tonight, proving themselves the better of St. Cecilia and winning here at Duncan Field for the first time in decades. Brilliant gets the toss and goes near side for the first down. And with 2 minutes to go in this one, it is first and 10 at about the 15-yard line of Donovan Trumbull.
16-yard line.
This drive started back with 7:13 on the clock, so it's better than a five-minute drive. And St. Cecilia has been fairly relentless in their ability to move the ball on this drive as well. However, it's late in the game, and they're down that margin. Brulette takes the toss left side. Extra effort, gets a first down, steps out of bounds. We'll see where they'll step it out, but I think he got the first down before going all the way out. And that'll bring up a first down and goal to go. First down and goal to go at the five of Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic has defeated North Star 36-21. Grand Island has defeated North Platte 28-10 in Class A. Now Schmidt goes under center. Maryland Eye. Brulette gets the carry. Cuts inside. Falls forward for another 2 or maybe 3 yards. York in the fourth quarter leading Northwest 21-13. Hastings is leading Lexington in the fourth by 5, 19-14. Aurora leading Columbus 34-13. Central City over St. Paul 14-6. That is now a final. Centura 34, Wood River nothing. Kennesaw leading Shelton 25-20. That's a good rivalry and a good game in the fourth quarter. Schmidt, second down goal to go under center. Brulette handoff, and he'll get caught in the backfield, struggles forward and across the line of scrimmage. Touchdown, touchdown for St. Cecilia. That is the first touchdown for Brulette this evening, and it comes with a yard to go and 56.3 seconds on the clock. So it brings it to 38-19, and St. Cecilia will go for two. Trying to make it 38-21. Schmidt under center, triple stack eye, rolls to his right, fires into the end zone. Tino's got it for the 2 points.
2 point conversion is good.
So it is 38-21, and St. Cecilia will tee it up and kick it back to Donovan Trumbull, or will they? We'll take a timeout and find out. We've got an onside coming up here on ESPN 1550. And PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web. We'll be back in a half minute.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
All right, again, by recap here, there was a penalty. There was a penalty on that 2-point conversion. And so they're going to have to do it again. And it is spotted back at about the 8-yard line. Handoff, Brulette, and oh no, wait a minute, it's Driscoll on the inside handoff. And I don't know if he got far enough in or not. 2 point is good that time. So two 2-point conversions in a row result in 2 points because of a penalty there. So it is 38-21. I think we'll just keep it here. We'll keep it right here. And I tell you that Cozad in the third quarter leads Minden 28-14. And everything else is turning final here now. As I said, Kearney beat North Star 36-21. GI has defeated North Platte 28-10. Northwest is trailing New York 21-3 in the fourth. Hastings a 5-point lead on Lexington in the fourth, 19-14. Aurora leading Columbus 34-13. So it'll be St. Cecilia kicking off. Cannon Howell will kick the ball off to Donovan Trumbull. And Donovan Trumbull, with 56 seconds to go, could score. I doubt they'll try, but they scored with less than 51 seconds to go in the first half. More on that later. So here comes, I don't know if you call it an onside kick or not. It was a little long for a classic onside. It looked like he was trying to get it beyond the first wall of tacklers or blockers, and it didn't quite bounce the way they wanted it to. So Donovan Trumbull will keep the ball. First and 10 now at their 40-yard line.
By Reed Schultz, Donovan Trumbull at the 40-yard line. First down.
So Donovan Trumbull with 55 seconds officially on the clock here. We'll get the ball back. And there's some, a little bit of a delay getting the offense back on the field. They just kind of want to make sure they're all reading off the same page here and not end this thing in a sloppy manner from the standpoint of their offense, which has just been superb, save for two turnovers in the first half tonight. One of those led to a St. Cecilia touchdown. Now they go in tight. Victory formation forthcoming. I think they were just checking to see how many times they got to kneel it. And Wilfong under center kneels it one time. Ball and the clock is going. 48 seconds to go. And it'll be second down coming. The referees will keep time here, so they don't have any delay game. They'll let it drain out as far as they can. And then the Cardinals come to the line of scrimmage, and they will kneel it at least one more time. I'm not sure they even have to do it two more times. I think this next play is going to do it. 28 seconds to go. And they're going to kneel it one more time, and that'll be the ball game and a big, big victory here for Donovan Trumbull, which had not won at Duncan Field literally in decades.
Ball is down by Wilfong of Donovan Trumbull.
And that is it. They kneel it. Final score, 38. St. Cecilia 21. Stand by, because we should have some comments coming up from Coach Carl Tesmer on the Cully Pipe and Steel post-game report here on ESPN 1550. We're going to do a little checking on our individual stats and some gaudy stats for Jordan Slough, the terrific running back for Donovan Trumbull. And I'll tell you what, having seen Donovan Trumbull against St. Paul a couple of years back and how they had, I believe that was the first year under their coach, Brett Bogner, and the kind of progress he has made with his program in the last three, 4 years has really, literally been remarkable, because they were a team that really had to build with a lot of youngsters and really reshaped the thing. And if you'd have told me 3-4 years ago that they'd be running a hurry-up offense, a quick offense, and be this successful, I probably would have hesitated in believing what you said. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week. Final score again, 38-21, Donovan Trumbull beating St. Cecilia by that margin here on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.